This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, allow us to express our greetings to each of you and our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity. And before we begin, we would suggest that opportunity for you to be involved in that telepathic interaction and the exchange of information continues to exist for each of you. And once again, as a result of the energy that you have created, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and you can alter your consciousness and enter into what you refer to as a meditative-like state. And in that state, once again, have that opportunity for that silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we've suggested that you exist within this vibrational level in this particular incarnational period, and that the reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of and a validation of the belief systems that you hold, various belief systems that you have agreed to perpetuate, and others that are within your grasp to alter quite readily. Belief systems indeed that you can understand to some extent have an influence upon your day-to-day activities, absolutely. A little more difficult perhaps to understand that they influence once again your entire universe that you experience in your day-to-day activities and interactions with each other. And we suggested as well that there are various interactions between the individual cells contained within your physical body that are seemingly being conducted without your conscious awareness or direction, and yet your conscious direction absolutely has an effect upon the belief systems, and as a result of affecting the belief systems, affect that seemingly subconscious activity that's carried on in your physical being. We would suggest that this illusion is even much greater than what you experience in this particular incarnational period. If it's difficult to accept that you're creating this entire universe at this instant, in this particular incarnational period, it becomes much more difficult to accept that time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness stack. At the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, that spark of consciousness that you are, is involved in the creation of a multitude of realities and incarnational fusions at the same time. A multitude of various separate lives, if you wish, that you are involved in the creation process of not only the physical attributes that are attributed to that particular being in that particular incarnational period, but indeed as in this incarnational period, you're involved in the creation of the entire duplication of this universe with its various so-called evolutionary states being duplicated and processed and carried out. Many of you have experienced what you refer to as a past life regression, the ability to alter your consciousness by maintaining awareness and retaining memories of what it is that you experience, and in that altered state of consciousness, bringing forth into this incarnational period seemingly memories of other incarnational periods or lifetimes that you're involved in. Individuals and entities involved in that particular type of experience in that activity like to refer to that as past lifetime, past life regression activity. And yet we would suggest once again that time and space are illusionary, and that those particular lifetimes are not necessarily in your so-called past, but exist simultaneously, if you wish, are occurring at the same time as this lifetime. What's even more difficult to grasp is that many of those experiences are what you might refer to in your so-called future, or future life experiences. For once again, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness that you can and do retain memories in altered states of consciousness where time and space are not nearly so illusionary. Where time and space seem to have insignificance in comparison to the time and space concept that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. In your dream state, time and space seem almost insignificant and non-existent. And you can bring back, although distorted, memories, but nonetheless memories of your activities in that altered state of consciousness, in that dream state. You're, because of the level of consciousness, much more successful at retaining memories of experiences in your so-called meditative state, where you consciously express the intent to maintain awareness of the experience while altering your consciousness. And as a result of that intent, in holding the belief system that it's possible for you to alter your consciousness and maintain awareness of the experience, can bring back into your awakened consciousness that a, while distorted nonetheless, somewhat validation of an experience that you have had without the limitations of time and space. And for example, in your so-called past life regression experiences, you are involved in a altered state of consciousness while maintaining your awareness that exists without the extreme limitations of time and space that you apply in your awakened consciousness state. Not completely gone, not completely done away with, but nonetheless, you can get glimpses of the perspective of what it's like to experience a reality without the limitations of time and space. For time and space, once again, are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And so, all of these so-called incarnational periods, all of these lifetimes, are occurring, for lack of a better terminology, within the same time and space. You simply choose in your awakened consciousness state to focus on this particular incarnational period, and yet that spark of consciousness that you are, that multidimensional personality that you are, at other levels of your consciousness, is experiencing realities that seemingly, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and those realities are the only real ones, that the rest don't exist. That becomes a much more difficult concept to grasp than the concept that in this awakened consciousness state, you have the capacity to control this particular incarnational period. And yet, we would suggest that at other levels of your consciousness, you are in control of them all.
there's so much more than you perceive in your awakened consciousness, that you are all that is. You are all that is. Grasp that statement for a moment. You are all that is. All that is does not just refer to this particular instant. All that is the entire vibrational level, with all of the so-called lifetime, of all of the moments that have occurred through your so-called history and your so-called future. You as entities choosing to be involved in this incarnational period, you as entities choosing to be involved in this particular vibrational level, are equally involved in and participating in the creation of the entire experience without the limitations of time and space, without the limitations of believing that you are going through some type of an evolution, but the entire experience, the entire scope of lifetime, every instant throughout your so-called past and your future, you as entities choosing to be involved once again in the creation of this vibrational level are responsible for the entire experience. And it's simply a validation of what you believe. You are all that is. The reality you experience is a reflection of your beliefs. If you wish to change the reality, change the belief. If you wish to change your day-to-day activities and interactions, change your personal beliefs. Much easier to do than to change your entire effect upon your universe, which requires, in many instances, an alteration of your so-called human consciousness belief systems. Much more difficult, but not impossible. Absolutely not. It's an illusion. You as entities existing within this illusion can have whatever it is that you desire. Not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You're not here as a test. There's no lessons that you have to learn. You're not going through some type of evolution. You are here because you choose to be here. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. And the reality you experience is your creation. It's a validation of your belief systems. Those are absolute. Everything else is illusionary, and you can change it. Not only can, but do. Continuously. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Yes, I have a question here I'm going to raise from someone that was here last time, and they didn't attempt, so I'll just read it to them. The question is Josiah's wisdom
only for ourselves, or are there ways that we can help others to change their belief systems and begin to believe they are both worthy and lovable, especially when they have come to us asking for help? First of all, it's important to understand that we have absolutely no wisdom that's not available to each of you. And in fact, what you hear, what we give to you, is that which you desire to hear. What we tell you is that which you already know within each of you. Each of you has a much more knowledgeable concept of the creation of this reality, of your vibrational level, than we do. We exist outside of your vibrational level and are interested in this creation process that you're involved in, where you put in place these limitations. But it's your reality and it's your wisdom. We simply express to you that which you desire to hear. So we have no wisdom that's not available to each of you.
you, as entities involved within a society, put in place certain belief systems that put limitations upon the reality that you experience. And they put in place certain requirements for that society to function so that you can experience what many may visualize as being negative or positive realities. But nonetheless, experience these realities, have these interactions where you seemingly in your awakened consciousness state have the ability to affect change over someone, or to have the ability to assist someone, or have the ability to control someone. What's important to understand is that every entity existing within this vibrational level and in all of the other vibrational levels have, not only have, but do express the free will to make the choices and decisions, to hold belief systems, to validate the experience that they have in their so-called awakened consciousness state. When individuals interact with each other and it appears that one seemingly is assisting or hindering another, it doesn't matter which way it goes, you see. Ironically, this assisting or hindering someone contains with it very similar belief systems, in that someone else has the capacity to influence your reality beyond your capacity to control that influence. It's a belief system that's validated. It's like seeing individuals involved in certain activities. You have activities occurring within your society where you have what seem to be criminals involved in an activity. And on the other side of the equation, you have your law enforcement involved in an activity, and they seem to be at exact opposite ends of the spectrum. But ironically, they're each validating each other's belief system. They are each quite similar in their belief systems, that one must exist for the other, that one validates the other's experience, that they interact, be it a violent experience, doesn't matter. And when you see an entity that's involved where you have a physician that's assisting someone that seems to be experiencing some type of physical ailment or illness, each has similar belief systems that are being validated. Each are interacting. Each agree to participate in that reality, and each gain from that reality. It's what makes a society function. It's a validation of societal belief systems that you agree to participate in. It's not right or wrong. It's not that one is more valid than the other. It's not one that is more important than the other. Absolutely not. For you see, while in your society you sometimes have a tendency to put upon that position as being somehow superior, somehow uplifted, if you wish, somehow more enlightened, some might say, than the individual who seems to be in a constant state of illness, or an individual who seems to be a misfit in society, perhaps. And yet, without that individual who agrees to participate in that interaction, without that individual who agrees to be the one experiencing the illness, then the physician would have absolutely no importance. The physician would have nothing to do. And so it's an interaction, and it's an agreement, and it's made at a subconscious level. And so it is when two individuals interact, where one comes to another and asks for assistance of any type, it's an agreement, an interaction, where each can take away from their certain experiences that validate their belief system, certain experiences that give them that emotions and feelings that they are seeking.
Each of them agree at some level to participate. And so, to expect one to have the influence over another can only occur if the other agrees to participate in that interaction at some level of their consciousness. To believe that someone has a superior type of intelligence or power than another is absolutely non-existent at the level from which you create your reality. Each of you is all that is, no more and no less than another. Each of you has available to you all of the knowledge and wisdom that's contained within your entire vibrational level. Each of you. Entities that interact with each other and ask those questions, can we have that capacity to influence and to help someone else? Only if the other agrees to be influenced or helped, or in some instances, if the other agrees to be a victim. The irony of it is that it's regardless of the situation and the interactions, each of them is a validation of belief systems. Each of them is a validation of choices and decisions. Each of them is a validation of what it is that they desire, even though that desire may not be seemingly a conscious awareness desire, but nonetheless a validation of a desire. One may lack in self-confidence, if you wish. And in a lack of that self-confidence, express a desire to their so-called subconsciousness, to that spark of consciousness that they are, to validate that they are not worthy. And so that validation is given from a position of absolute unconditional love, without judging whether it's right or wrong. And so that individual seems to be lacking in their self-confidence at that awake and awareness level of your consciousness, has that belief system validated through various interactions with other entities. And yet those interactions seem less than desirable. Those interactions seem like something that you would never choose to be involved in. So when we suggest that it's a validation of your desires, then you look at us and say, well, desire, how can that be? There's no way that I desire to have that experience. And yet, it is a validation of a belief system and a desire. Perhaps have led a different level of your consciousness. But nonetheless, it's all a validation of an experience. It's all a validation of a desire. It's all a validation of a belief system. And so, do you believe that you can assist someone? If you believe that it's within your capacity to assist someone, then there will be someone who will agree to participate in that experience and to validate both your particular belief system and desires while validating theirs. And the interaction is a validation of each belief system, even though at your level of consciousness it may seem to be a very bizarre interaction, like entities involved in your so-called crime interactions, like entities involved in your wars and interactions, validations of belief system. If someone believes that they have the capacity to help another, then they will experience interactions with others that desire to be helped, and the interaction and the validation of belief systems, and indeed the feelings of accomplishment for each, can be very beneficial and mutual. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. Is there a, in on your vibrational level, is there a sense of community? And you do it better than I.
We create a reality in exactly the same fashion as you create the reality that you experience. We create a reality that validates belief systems. Absolutely. We create a reality without the limitations of the illusionary time and space that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And it becomes very difficult to give you an explanation or a description that you can grasp. But we've used the analogy that it's like going into a theater, and you can experience all types of emotions and feelings, and you can experience indeed a seemingly a reality that goes beyond the limitations of time and space. You can sit in that theater for a certain amount of time, like one of your hours, for example, and within that hour can, upon the screen, go through an experience that can span an entire so-called lifetime. And it all, within the concept of the experience, can seem quite real. And yet, despite the fact that the emotions can seem to be very intense, and that can indeed be quite enjoyable, nonetheless, you understand at some level that it's an illusion. And so it is in our reality. We understand that at some level it's an illusion, and that doesn't mean that our experiences are not enjoyable. It's like sitting in the theater can be a very enjoyable experience, absolutely. And for most, when you pick and choose which type of illusion you would like to see in that theater, indeed the experience can be quite rewarding. But you have that choice of picking and choosing which experience it is. And so it is that we have that choice of picking what choice or what experience it is that we desire. The irony of it is, and this is wherein the true answer to your question lies, you do exactly the same in this reality. You just choose not to believe it. That's the irony. The reality you experience in this vibrational level is similar to the realities that we experience. You create your reality to validate your belief systems as we do. It's the same experience. Only you put in place the limitations so that it seems more real. It seems more real. But it's the same. Does that answer your question?
Thank you. What form do you assume in your at your level? Are you in a physical form or a spirit form? Can you describe what you look like?
We are spark of consciousness. You are a spark of consciousness. What you experience in your so-called physical form is illusionary. It's not really that, it's an illusion. We are an energy, as you are an energy. These illusions that you experience in your awakened consciousness state are but a small, very minute portion of who and what you truly are. This is the illusion. You can be whatever it is that you desire, not only can, but are whatever it is that you desire. This so-called physical attributes that you experience in this incarnational period are simply a validation of your belief systems. It's what you choose. It
insignificant. What you are is a spark of consciousness. What you are is all that is. You are energy. You are energy that exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. You believe that this physical attribute that you have in your awakened consciousness state is who and what you truly are, but it isn't. The consciousness, the spark of consciousness that you are, exists throughout your entire universe. It's an illusion. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. There is not one piece of matter in this entire universe that is not you. You are one. You are the universe. You are this vibrational level. You are not the entity that you believe is the simple physical being that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Your society struggles with the limitations of the concept of who and what you truly are. Your society struggles with understanding that there is available to you limitless amounts of energy. You have but to believe, because you are that energy. You are the universe. You are not a simple entity that exists within a physical being. You are the entire universe. You are all that is. When we suggest that, we're not being flippant about it. We're telling you, you are all that is. Literally, all that is in your entire vibrational level. And so it is that we are all that is. A spark of consciousness. Energy. We can be whatever form we desire, as you are whatever form you desire in this vibrational level. You exist once again in each and every atom of the entire universe. You simply choose to believe that your existence is limited to the physical attributes that you hold in your so-called physical body. You are so much more. You are energy, as we are energy. You can be and are whatever it is that you desire, as are we. We are all that is, as are you. We are no more and no less than any other entity existing throughout the entire realm of existence and creation, as are you. Does that answer your question? Well now, it has indeed been a very enjoyable afternoon once again, with some rather heavy discussions. We would like to express our gratitude to each of you once again and remind that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. We exist within the same time and space. And if you express the intent, we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. When we interact and share with you, it is to our benefit, as much as it is to yours, and perhaps more for us than for you. And so we welcome those opportunities. And we would interact and share with each of you here, but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.